When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV.
Here's something that has been considered, actually, for, I know, the last number of months, medical professionals are looking at whether the coronavirus, as we know it, that is causing COVID-19, which is the actual disease formation. But this particular coronavirus has changed a little bit. There may be a couple different versions of it. An East Coast version and a West Coast version was one of the ways that that scientists were starting to think about this. Ramon Lorenzo Redondo is with us. He's an infectious diseases researcher at Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine. And you guys have done a study here that's lending more evidence to this possibility that there are two different versions of this. Is that right?
Yes, thank you all for having me first. Yes, what we have found is that there are several versions of the virus circulating all over the world. Specifically in Chicago, at the beginning of the epidemic, when we started to study the virus, we saw that there were two main variants of the virus. One that probably came directly from China and hasn't spread that much, and the other that is becoming the variant that is predominant all over the world, that came probably from Europe through New York, East Coast maybe, and expanded all over.
Okay, so what is more prevalent? The New York, let's just call it the West Coast virus and the East Coast virus here, because the one from China, from Wuhan, seemed to spread to Washington State first, and then it came this way. And do I have that about right?
Well, there's probably several introductions from that one. So we can see several introductions directly from China of different variants. So it's not very clear that it came only one. So probably several introductions of viruses that are close to the China virus.
All right. So the virus on the East Coast, the New York virus, which would have come from Europe, which would come from Italy. I mean, you had all of that disaster that you saw in Italy. They weren't prepared. It spread virulently, and they had all kinds of trouble. They had trouble in New York as a result of it. Is one worse than the other?
Oh, okay. That's a great question. So what we see right now is that one spreads better than the other. And that doesn't mean that one causes worse symptoms than the other. What we find is that the one that came from New York has higher viral load, meaning higher viral quantities in the nose and in the throat. So we speculate or we hypothesize that because of these higher viral loads, this virus transmits better than the other one that came, and it's less spread and came probably from China, that has less viral load. Now we are doing functional studies to understand in the lab if this is true, and if the genome of the virus is associated with specific behaviors of the virus. Then also we are studying if any of the variants cause more disease. And this is a different study that we are trying to conduct, but we need higher numbers for those.
Okay. So if you're in Chicago and you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, okay, so we don't have the same variant of the virus that they may have in New York, or we don't know what Florida is yet, I don't think. But do we feel better about this, or should we be the same? How should we react?
Actually, right now, the New York virus is also the predominant virus here. That was at the beginning of the epidemic. But right now, the main variants that we are finding are similar to the viruses that we find in New York. We should keep the same mindset, meaning the way to stop this virus is to stop the spread. We shouldn't be more afraid or less afraid. The symptoms are going to be probably the same. So the only way to stop it right now is to stop the spread. So what we are trying to understand is if the mutations or the changes that this virus have are targeted, can be targeted by medicine, by the vaccine, and this will be the important part. But so far, what we need to be is cautious and stop the spread. So it doesn't matter which variant we have, the situation should be the same.
So if you create a vaccine for the first variant, the original one, it may not work on the second variant. Is that one of the concerns?
That could be, although the good news, and it's Friday, so we want to give good news.
Yes, we do, Doctor. Thank you.
So the good news is that this virus doesn't change as much as other viruses. So these are good news because a vaccine is more likely to work because the virus won't change as much as, for example, the flu does. The flu changes way faster. So maybe, and depending on what the vaccine targets, a vaccine designed for one virus will perfectly work for another virus. The only thing is we need to know which are the parts that are, let's say, conserved or similar among all the viruses, and then target those to fight for to fight against all the viruses.
All right, so this virus vaccine that they are working on right now, that they're actually doing clinical trials here in Chicago, about to start clinical trials, phase three trials, that is what's known as an RNA vaccine, because it's it is actually trying to create an immune response to the RNA packaging of the virus itself. Are you hopeful, and this is a relatively new way of fighting this, the science has been around for a while, but it's a new way of fighting this, are you optimistic about that virus being effective, or that vaccine?
What I'm optimistic about is the effort. This is an effort that the scientific community is putting in this to fight this virus that is unprecedented. The first results seem promising, but we have to be very cautious about this. It's not granted that it's going to work, but it's a nice approach. The first results are being promising, but if it ends up not working, we will have learned a lot. And this is also very important. Even if it fails, we will have learned a lot. And this is what science is about. So you learn about the problem. If it doesn't work, you try another approach. But so far, it's been a good result. So I'm semi-optimistic, but anyway, I think we will be very well prepared for next wave, not only with a vaccine, maybe it doesn't come that soon, but we will know more about the virus, and we will have also drugs or other approaches to treat the virus. That is also very important.
Okay, let me ask you about treatments, because as you mentioned, these two different variants of the coronavirus may react to different treatment differently. Is that what you were trying to say earlier?
It might. We need to do these functional studies because we need to know. So what we do is understand what pushes the virus forward, what makes the virus evolve. If we understand that, we understand what makes the virus better. And if we know what makes the virus better, we know what to target, what is important for the virus. So understanding how the virus evolves allows us to know what is important for the virus. So we need to attack those parts. Or on the other side, what is constant of the virus? What cannot change? If we know that also, we can attack what doesn't change because we know that that's very important for the virus.
But right, and then in terms of vaccine development, for sure, but in terms of therapies, therapeutic use, remdesivir, things like that, that also applies.
Yes, also applies, although some of these therapeutics, what are targeting are more our response against the virus. Mm-hmm. So we want to target two things. We want to fight the virus, and that's with antivirals. Things that attack the cycle of the virus, but we also want the body not to overreact against the virus. So if we target both things, we will be in a good place. Depending on the characteristics of the virus, probably we will need to take one approach or another. But that is still is very early to know because we have to do a lot of functional studies. So the next steps are, let's take these different variants, put them in a lab, and see what are their characteristics, what are their properties. So then we can test different things to attack them. Maybe we find things that attack all of them, and then it's perfect. Or yeah. maybe we need to find a specific treatment for a specific variant, but we still don't know about that.
Dr. Ramon Lorenzo Redondo from Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine. They're doing the research here on the coronavirus, and now believe that the coronavirus actually may have two different variants. But at the end of the day, at least at this point, it doesn't make that much of a difference in terms of how we are trying to protect ourselves from it or how we're even treating it, because they're just throwing everything at the wall. Are you amazed as a research doctor? Are you, because everybody else I've talked to seems to be amazed about how quickly and thoroughly we are reacting as a global scientific community to this?
This is the best, even we are going through very tough times, this is the best thing, or one of the best things that has come out of this pandemic. The effort, everybody has come from different fields, dropping all their projects to tackle this problem. Regarding to the sequencing of the virus, for example, so the genomes of the virus, everybody's sharing their sequences. So we can study the virus here locally in Chicago, but then related to all the viruses that are being found everywhere in the world, because everybody's sharing. And this is one of the best things that have happened. I think humans, when we want to tackle a problem, we get to it, and I think that's what we are doing, and we are advancing the science in a pace that hasn't been seen before. I think the only maybe close to it was when HIV appeared, but now we are advancing the science in the matter of days or months. Things become old so soon because everybody's putting a lot of effort into fighting this thing.
Right, and the technology is different in terms of how these different parts of the world are communicating with each other, right? By being able to send out viral sequences and things like that. It's fascinating, and it really does give you hope for the future, despite how horrible the moment is, and I think that's your point. And I think we'll leave it right there, Doctor, because that's a positive thought here on a Friday afternoon.
Thank you very much,
Ramon Lorenzo Redondo from Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine. Right now, Kim Gordon, WGN News.